King Joffrey looked her up and down. "Your sweet words have moved me," he said gallantly, nodding, as if to say all would be well. "I shall do as you ask. But first your father has to confess. He has to confess and say that I'm the king, or there will be no mercy for him."
"Oh, he will," Sansa said, heart soaring. "Oh, I know, he will."
Eddard. The straw on the floor stank of urine. There was no window, no bed, not even a slop bucket. He remembered walls of pale red stone, festooned with patches of nitre, a grey door of splintered wood, 4 inches thick and studded with iron. He had seen them, briefly, a quick glimpse as they shoved him inside. Once the door had slammed shut, he had seen no more. The dark was absolute. He had as well been blind. Or dead. Buried with his king. "Ah, Robert," he murmured, as his groping hand touched a cold stone wall, his leg throbbing with every motion. He remembered the jest the king had shared in the crypts of Winterfell, as the kings of Winter looked on with cold stone eyes.